Today on Press TV, Iraqi officials say ISIL terrorists have beheaded 300 people in Anbar province. The victims are said to be from nomadic tribes in the area. In Britain, hundreds of soldiers are suffering from mental illnesses after being given anti-malarial drugs. Nearly 1,000 British servicemen and women have required psychiatric treatment after taking a discredited drug called Larium, also known as Mefloquine. Psychosis, suicidal thoughts, depression and hallucinations are associated with the medicine. Lebanon's resistance movement Hezbollah has condemned the Saudi invasion of Yemen and called for an end to the air raids. It also accused Saudi Arabia of attempting to cause division among regional countries. Hezbollah said the aggression against Yemen cannot silence the resistance movement in the region. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization has warned that millions of Yemenis face food insecurity amid Saudi Arabia's airstrikes in the country. The UN agency says nearly 11 million people are severely food insecure and millions more at risk of failing to meet their basic needs. The Australian government says refugees living in Australia-run Nauru Detention Centre will be soon moved to Cambodia. Earlier this month, staff at the Immigration Detention Centre called for closure of the camp, reporting widespread sexual abuse and assault against migrants. Former Ukrainian lawmaker Oleg Kalashnikov has been found dead at his home in the capital Kiev. According to the Interior Ministry, Kalashnikov has died of gunshot wounds. The 52-year-old is the fourth ally of Ukraine's ousted president Viktor Yanukovych to die in suspicious circumstances over the past 2 months. And Mexican authorities have issued an alert for several states after thieves snatched potentially deadly radioactive material used for industrial radiography. The iridium-192 source was inside a container when it was stolen on Monday from a truck in Cardenas, a town in southern Tabasco State. Those latest here on Press TV.